तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णु गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि
चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं
ब्रह्मविद्वरम्। तपोभीक्षीण पापानां शान्तानां वीतरागिणां मुमुक्षूणामपेक्षोऽयम् आत्मबोधो विधीयते।
We will chant together verse number 44 and 45. आत्मा तु सततं प्राप्तः अप्यप्राप्तवद विद्यया तन्नासे प्राप्तवद्भाति स्वकण्ठावरणं यथा स्थानौ पुरुषवद्भ्रान्त्या कृता ब्रह्मणि जीवता जीवस्य तात्विके रूपे तस्मिन् दृष्टे निवर्तते।
आत्मा तु सततं प्राप्तः। दिस आत्मा इज ऑलवेज विद अस। सततम ऑलवेज फ्रॉम बर्थ टू डेथ कंटिन्यूअसली सततम इट्स ऑलवेज विद अस। प्राप्त है अपि अप्राप्तवद अविद्या बट वी आर इग्नोरेंट अबाउट इट। वी फील इट इज नॉट विद अस। अप्राप्तवद व्हाई इट इज सो अविद्या। अविद्या मीन्स बिकॉज ऑफ द इग्नोरेंस। इट इज ऑलरेडी विद अस but because of the ignorance we feel it is not with us. Tanna se praptavad bhati. Tanna se, tadna se, tad means what? When the avidya is destroyed. Tadna se, when the avidya is destroyed, then swakantha bharana yatha, as if like a necklace on my own neck, it is there. So if you try to do something to get it, you have lost it. Because you are trying to do it, you are doing something outside. It's already inside. It is with me. And I am trying to get it. So by action you will not get. What is required? Only knowledge is required. Why I am feeling it is not with me? Avidya, ignorance. How avidya will go? Will avidya go by karma? How will you prove? Suppose in a room there is a darkness and I give you a broomstick and I give you a what is called a kadhai, a sort of things. You take all the darkness with the broom and carry it outside and throw it. Will you be able to remove the darkness? So it is karma. No? I am trying to remove it by karma. So by karma you cannot remove it. There is another scientific reason why you can't do it by karma. Why? Karma is because of avidya. The father of the karma is avidya. So the effect cannot remove cause. The cause of karma is avidya. What is avidya? Not knowing my own true nature is avidya. So by karma you cannot get it. But when you get it, then it is by knowledge. Knowledge means swakantha abharan. Swakantha, kantha, नेक, स्व अपना कंठ, अपना नेक. डोंट सी अदर्स नेकलेस, यू आर नॉट एबल टू सी योर ओन नेकलेस. स्व कंठ आभरण, आभरण इज नेकलेस. समबडी टेल्स यू, ओह इट इज ऑलरेडी विथ यू, सो फॉर गेटिंग दैट नेकलेस नथिंग इज टू बी डन. इट्स सो सिंपल. सिमिलरली फॉर एक्सपीरियंसिंग दैट आत्मन, वॉट इज रिक्वायर्ड? Only knowledge is required, no action is required. This is called chant, kant chamikar nyay. Kant chamikar, necklace, gold necklace, nyay, the logic. Then again it is explained in the next verse, sthano purasvat bhrantya. Sthano, sthano means in the post. There is a post, inert post, but you are seeing ghost, purus. The post looks like a Bhrantya. Why it is being seen? Bhrantya, because of my delusion. Same way, Krita Brahmani Jivata. There is only Brahman. There is no Jeev. Jeev is delusion. So what we have done? On Brahman, we have superimposed Jeeva. Brahman is capital I. On that, we have superimposed small I. Really speaking, small I and capital I is one and same. But in my ignorance, I am thinking, I am Jiva. I am not Brahman. I am not infinite. I am finite. Then Jiva se tatvike rupe tasmin drishte nivartate. Tasmin drishte. Tasmin means that Brahman. When you see drishte, when you experience it, nivartate. Jibhav goes. So Jibhav, how Jibhav goes, we have already seen. With the Brahma Bhav, Jibhav goes. When we were discussing about that Samadhi, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, I told you that Brahma Bhav will remove the Jibhav. Okay, now 46.
तत्त्वस्वरूपानुभवात्
उत्पन्नं ज्ञानमञ्जसा
अहममेति
च ज्ञानं बाधते दिग्भ्रमादिवत्
बाधते
दिग्भ्रमादिवत् तत्त्वस्वरूपानुभवात् उत्पन्नं ज्ञानमञ्जसा अहममेति च ज्ञानं बाधते दिग्भ्रमादिवत्.
Now let us see the word meaning word by word. Jnanam. What is jnanam? Jnanam is Jiva Brahma Aikya. Jiva is not different from Brahman. This is Jnana. We all know we are Jiva. But the Vedanta says Jiva is Brahman. So what is Jnana? Jiva Brahma Aikya. Jiva is not different from Brahman. Utpanna, arisen, born, come out. When this Gyan utpanna, when this gyan happens, when this gyan arises, of what? Tattva sarupasya. Tattva, the Brahman, tattva. Swarupa, the nature of that tattva, of the Brahman. How will you come to know? When you experience it. When will you experience it? First we have to do sravan. When the gyan will go away? In which state? Always remember, ignorance will be removed only by Sravan. Ignorance will not be removed in Nididhyasana, in meditation, even if you are successful, unless you have done the Sravan about the Jnanam, Jiva Brahma Ikya Jnan, you have learnt about it, then only Tattva Sarupasya. Anjasa. Anjasa means instantly. without delay. Badate, it destroys. Destroys what? Ajnanam. Ajnanam destroys ajnanam. What is this ajnanam? Ajnanam is the samsara and its effect. Samsara and its effect. What is the effect? Aham and mama. The moment you are ignorant, you will call, I am small I. I am jiva. I am am. And then you will say, this is mam. The moment you are limited, you think, this is my body. Body is me. So now body needs one house. The what we say? Mam house, mera ghar. Aham and mam. So aham is the primary identification and mam is the secondary. Aham is the first one to come, therefore primary. Mam will be secondary. So with this identification, whatever you do with aham and mam, any karma you do, then you will earn merits and demerits. With this identification, if you do any karma, what identification? Aham and mam. Aham and mam is small I. With this identification of small I, whatever you do, any karma you do, that will earn you merits and demerits. What will happen if I am identified with the capital I? Will there be any merit and demerit? Oh, bolo. There are two things. One is the small I. Small I is the jiva. Capital I is the Atman or Brahman. When I am identified with the small I, aham and mama, and with that I am acting in the world, then what will happen? Merit and demerit. What we are doing now. Because we are all jiva jnani, not brahma jnani. We are all jiva. So as a jiva, whatever actions we do, we will be subject to merits and demerits. Small I. What will happen if I am identified with the capital I? There are only two things, na? Small I and the capital I. What will happen if I am identified with the capital I? Will there be any merit, demerit? No. Mahabhiji says, confidently says no, but others are not convinced. What is the science behind that? Atma is nikamma, he remembers. Brahman and Atma is nikamma. Brahman is akarta, Atma is akarta. So since it is not doer, no question of merits and demerits. You got it? Okay. Iti thus, aham and mam. So aham and mam, when it comes to aham and mam, when you become aham and mam, when you become small I, what will happen? What is its effects? Janma maran. The moment you call yourself, I am other than the capital I am the small I am the jiva, so jiva has got janam and maran. We are in the cycle of birth and death. How can you remove it? It can be removed. It can be removed only by the experience of the tattva. Only by the experience of tattva, and you are abiding in that. Aham brahmasmi tattvamasi, you all know. But you are not abiding in that. You are not able to abide in that fact that I am Brahman. 101 times even if I say you are Brahman, when you go out of this room, you will say, no, I am jiva. I am still small. Nobody considers me Brahman when I go out. They all call me jiva. So I am jiva. So aham mam is the jiv bhav, and it ends with only one bhav. What is that bhav? How jiv bhav will end? By brahma bhav. You all have to pakad ke rakho. How this jiv bhav will end? When the brahma bhav will come. How brahma bhav will come? Earlier we have discussed. Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Brahmakar Vritti you have to do, Brahmakar Vasana has to be done. Brahma is definitely more powerful than Jiva, but that is to be Nirantar Abhyasata. What is our Abhyas? I am a human being. For that I don't have to do any Abhyas, I don't have to remember, I am a man, I am a woman. Nothing. But I am a Brahman, we have to make Abhyas, practice. We have to create that vasana. So it says Brahma will end it. How? It says Drig Brahmadivat. Dig means disha, direction. Brahma, deluded. Somebody is deluded about the disha, the direction. It is the night time, maybe avasya. It's total dark, and you have forgotten which side is the east or which side is the west. You don't know. There is a Dig Brahma. While driving here also you have got a Dig Brahma. If those boards are not there, Dig Brahma. Whether I am going this side or that side, that is why you have got north, northeast, northwest, they also continuously. You are going this direction. Dig Brahma. So when this Dig Brahma will end? When the early morning sunrise sun will come up, the person who is deluded about the direction, now is clear. This is east. Once east is known, then it has got a definite relation with the south, west and north. Standing on the east side, on my right side will be the south, on my left side will be the north, and on my back side will be west. Now it has a relationship. You have to know only one direction. The moment you come to know one direction, you will come to know all other directions also. So no other knowledge is required to know about the south, west and north. Do you require? No. One direction is required. Which side is the east? When you get it, in the same way, when the jivatva is removed, when jivatva is removed, when you experience that Brahman, you come to know about the Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. They have got a definite relationship, Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. You know to come about all of them. All things will be clear about Jiva, Jagat and Ishwar. Gurudev writes, in order to elucidate this idea, Acharya Shankara has chosen a very appropriate illustration indeed. When a traveler is in confusion as to the direction in which he is moving, and on inquiry if some local person were to indicate to him the west, the knowledge arising out of the indication will instantly put an end to all his ignorance regarding the south, east and north. This is because the other quarters have a definite relationship with the one known direction, and with reference to that known direction, the traveler can, without any more help from the local people, know for himself the other three directions. Very simple. Similarly, when the self is known, we shall immediately understand our true relationship with the world of objects, Jagat, around us, and our relationship with the other matter envelopments. The sense of I and the concept of mind both become meaningless and delusory when the self is realized as one universal reality, ever the same within and without. Very good. Then after that, what happens? Suppose you are confused about the direction. If you ask somebody in the village, what happens? You will ask the villager. Which side is this? And is the villager doesn't know? Instead of showing east, he shows you west. What will happen? More confusion. More confusion will happen. Similarly, we all have forgotten our Rajmarg, the path to Brahman. We all have forgotten. Who will tell us? A guru will tell you. What type of guru? Shrotriya and Brahmanista. Shrotriya, one who have studied the scripture, According to the scripture, he will tell us that this is the way to go. And a Brahmanista, he is abiding in that. So any guru who is not Kshatriya and a Brahmanista, what will happen? You will be more confused. So before making a guru, what we have to do? Thakur Ramakrishna used to say, in the earlier time, the people used to buy this earthen pot, the pitcher to keep the water. In Hindi, we call it surahi. You keep the water in that, and in the summer time, the water becomes cool also, you know. Surahi. So when you go and buy surahi, what you do? At that time, usually only 2 paisa thing or 4, 1 anna. But before buying, you will do like this. Tun, tun, tun. Bole, when you are buying a item of negligible value, so you first you see, check whether it is correct or not. So while making a guru, will you not check first whether he knows it or not? So before making a guru, you must see whether he is a Kshatriya, he can. Not only that, there are many gurus who know very well, but they are not able to convey. Everybody cannot become teacher. All the students know the science, but all cannot become professor. So many know about this thing. And what type of guru he should be? He should come from Guru Shishya Parampara. Why Guru Shishya Parampara is needed? Because you have to know the exact meaning. Because all this text, whatever we study, you study Ramayana, Bhagavatam, or Upanishad, or Bhagavad Gita, they all indicate to take you to the same place. So you have to know the meaning correctly, and you have to show the path also. So Guru should be Kshatriya and Brahmanista. So when the aham ends, mumble end. If aham is there, mum will be there. How is that? When aham ends, when small I ends, then mum also ends. Mera mera khatam. Ask Brahman, tumhara kuch hai, jagat banaya? Brahman will say, I have not made any jagat. To mera kya hai? Brahman ka kuch nahi hai. Nothing is there to own there. But we consider this body as Atman. Therefore, this body needs a house, to mera house. This way we have to know. When I consider myself as an Acharya of Chinna Mission Yamunotri, then what will I say? My center. You know? Aapka kaunsa center hai? Swami Sarnanand ji will say, Badri mera center hai. Other Acharya will say, Dallas is my center. If you are principal of a school, what will you say? My school. If you are an engineer or working somewhere, what will you say? My company. You say, my company. But when you become Satchidananda, do you need a house? Can an infinite be kept in a finite house? No. Aham mam cha agyanam. This aham and mam is agyan. Arjun was also deluded. Arjun was also deluded because when Lord Krishna brought the chariot in front of Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitama, he knew that the Dronacharya and Bhishma Pitama will be on the enemy side. He knew that very clearly. They will be there. Why they will be there? Why Dronacharya will be there on the Kaurav side? Because he was working, he was an employee. He was drawing salary. So he has to be faithful to the employer. So they were all on that side. But something happened to Arjuna at that time. And he collapsed. that is called Arjun disease. What is Arjun disease? Main or Mera. This is disease. This disease is still continuing. More serious than cancer. Cancer will destroy one body. But this Aham or Mera will keep you in the cycle of birth and death continuously. In Ramayana also, Main or More Torte Maya. What is Maya? Main or More. I and My. This is Maya. So how it will end? Utpanna Jnanam Anjasa. It will be removed. The ignorance can be removed only by the Jnana. Anjasa. Instantly it will be removed. Now, Shankaracharya has given one example. This example is the fourth pada of the sloka, Badate Dig Brahmadi Vat. Let us see this example. This is example called Drishtant. And another word is Drashtant. Drishtant example. Drashtant, what it conveys. So there is a traveler. In Hindi we will call him, or in the Sanskrit we will call him Pathik. There is a traveler, Pathik. And it is dark in the night. In the Sanskrit we will call it Nakta Andhakar. Andhakar, Andhakar you understand. Nakta in the night. Andhakar, darkness. In the night there is a darkness. Think that it is Amavasya night. Nakta Andhakar. Diga Brahma, lost direction. Digbhram, is it lost direction? Now he is confused, which way to go? No GPS at that time. Digbhram, acha. Lost main road, Santyakta Rajmarg. He was going on the Rajmarg, what you call as your highways. Then got confused, idhar udhar chala gaya. The highways. Santyakta Rajmarg. Then lost the track. Yatra Tatra Paribhramanti. He is going here and there. Pata hi lagta hai kuch. Thorn, bushes and banks, kantak adi janit dukkha. This is about a pathik, you know. And in the village roads, there is no paved roads. It's all pagadandi. And sometimes you will find the trees with the thorns. So you don't know, you are going this side, that side, and the thorns are pinching you, tearing your clothes also. And he is suffering. Because of this, he is suffering. Then what happens? At the end of the night, Suryodaya, sun rises. The moment sun rises, what happens? Dig Brahma, the delusion about the is gone. And now he has got the complete knowledge of all the direction. Immediately he comes to this Rajmarg, super highway. He knows his goal, where to go. Now the all confusion is gone. So this is example, Drishtant. Now the Drashtant. What this example conveys? Beautiful. Only a person like Shankaracharya can only think this way. Who is the traveler? We are all the travelers, spiritual seekers. We are all the travelers. And what is this darkness of night? Darkness of night is ignorance of the Self. Swa-ajnanam. Swa-ajnanam, swa means your own Atman. Ajnanam, we don't know. This is darkness. Ignorance is always compared with the darkness. Dig Brahma. Then there is a confusion about the direction. We are Brahman. And there is a Dig Brahma. We started calling ourselves Aham and Mama. You know? This is Dig Brahma. Direction confused. we consider ourselves, instead of capital I, we are thinking of ourselves as small I. Aham. And the moment when aham comes, primary identification, then secondary comes mama. Lost Rajmarg. What is Rajmarg for us? Brahma Marg. Our goal is Brahman. Have we not lost Rajmarg? Have we not forgotten Brahman? Yatra tatra parivrmanti, yatra tatra parivrmanti. Janma maran continuously going on because we are not going toward our goal. Therefore, we are stuck in the small I. Small I will smart Brahman, janma maran. Thorns and bushes, what is this thorns and bushes? In this janma maran, we are getting sukh and dukh. Okay, what is the sunrise? Guru will come in your life, that is your sunrise. He will give you direction. Are kahan phas gaya? Bhul gaya? Idhar se chalo. This way you have to go. He will give you the Shastra Gyan. Then what will happen? When he gives you Shastra Gyan, what is Shastra Gyan? You are Brahman. Why you are considering yourself Jeeva? Sravan, Manan, Nidhi, Dhyasana, you did, aham and mam, gone. You become Brahman. Then rediscover your Rajmarg. You rediscover. So seeker loses Rajmarg, become aham and mam. When we are not on the Brahma Marg, that means we are going somewhere else. Jana idhar hai, jate udhar hai. You understand? Where is that Atman? And where are we looking? Where is the source of sukh? Where are we seeking sukh? So Rajmarg you get. Then what will happen? Then it is said, what will the vision of such person? One who is realized. What is his vision? Next verse.
Samyag vijnanavan yogi.
Samyag vijnanavan yogi.
Svatmanneva akhilam stitam.
Svatmanne vakilam sitam.
Ekam cha sarvam atmanam.
Ekam cha sarvam atmanam.
Ikshate jnana chakshusha.
Ikshate jnana chakshusha.
Samyak vijnanavan yogi. Svatmanne vakilam stitam. Jagat or sthitam. Jagat or sthitam, same. In my book it is sthitam, I think in your book it is jagat. Samyag vijnanavan yogi, svatmanneva akhilam jagat, ekam cha sarvam atmanam, ikshate jnana chakshusha.
So now here it is said yogi. Who is your yogi? Yogi is one who is united with the Brahman. So therefore there is no aham and mamba. One who is united with the Lord, with the Brahman, is a yogi. So naturally, the aham and mam, gone. So whose aham and mam is destroyed, he is a yogi. Yogi, we can say Brahmavit. The knower of Brahman is yogi. He has destroyed his ignorance. How? Vijnanena. He has destroyed his ignorance by vijnan, vishesh jnan. Ajnan was removed by jnan. And the jnan happened in sravan. And when the vijnan will happen? In nididhyasan. So he has got now the right understanding, and Gyan chakshusa, because of his knowledge, after destroying the ignorance, now he has the gyan chakshu, not the charma chakshu. Gyan chakshu. So by what he is seeing with the gyan chakshu, swatmani eva akhilam jatagat, swatmani akhilam jagat, he sees the whole world in his own heart. Where are we seeing the world? And a yogi, he sees the whole world inside. Sammak vijnanavan yogi, vijnanavan, like dhanvan, vidyavan. Similarly, vijnanavan, he has got the experience also, endowed with the knowledge. He is always united with the tattva, always united with the Brahman. What he sees and how he sees, swatmani eva akilam jagat. Akilam jagat, the entire world in his own atman. Very difficult, no? Whole world in inside. And how we see? We see, no, the whole world is there. I am dependent on the world. But here it says, your Atman is the substratum of the whole world. You are substratum of the whole world. Our understanding is, there is a world, and in that world, I am there. I am dependent on that world. But Vedan said, no, you are supporter of the whole world. How it can be? We are supported by many people, family members, wealth, position, post, house, everybody is supporting. Without that, it is very difficult. Everybody supports us, no? Like when you are from here, I don't know the road numbers and all that, we are going to the temple, Hindu temple. The new road has been constructed, na? And in which they have put trees, and all the trees, they have got four strings, is it not? So they have tied it. If you move one string, the tree will also move. Is it not? Similarly, we are also all tied from different things. If one is moved, if the bank balance goes down to zero, gone. Kya hoga? And this body also is made of Sapta Dhatu. It needs food every day. The food is also supporting us. So there are so many things, but the Vedanta says, no. You are supporter of the whole world. Our experience is that we are supported by the world, but Vedanta says, you are supporter of the world. Yasmin sarvani bhutani atmanyaiva anupasyanti, Ishavasya Upanishad. The whole world is in me. Acha, kaise hai whole world in me? Tell me, this book is outside. How do I experience? I experience it as a thought in my mind. Right? The book is outside. Thought is in mind. Who is illuminating that thought? My Atman, my consciousness, reflected consciousness illumines it. Similarly, the whole world, how I am perceiving? As a thought. Is it not so? When you are seeing me, I am not entering in your mind. A thought of my form is entering in your mind. And who is illuminating that thought? Is the consciousness. Therefore, that consciousness, which is Atman in me, is the supporter of whole world. Is it not so? Whole world is perceived as a thought only. So who is illuminating, who is supporting those thoughts? The consciousness in me, the Atman in me. Therefore, I am the supporter of whole world. This way you have to understand. So without me, nothing can happen. With this understanding, when he opens his eyes, then he sees ekam cha sarvam atmanam ikchate gyan chakshusa. With the gyan chakshu, he is able to see ekam, the sarvam atmanam. Everywhere is atman. Whether it's the closed eyes, once you have to experience with the closed eyes. Sravan manan nididhyasan, at the time of nididhyasan in the samadhi, you have to close the eyes. Now, every time I want to meet Atman, so I have to close the eyes. No, one experience is sufficient. After that, with the open eyes, you will be able to see everywhere. Ekam cha sarvam atmanam. He sees one everywhere. How he sees? By jnana chakshusa, not by charna chakshu. With the jnana chakshu, and who has given that jnana? Guru has given the jnana. He has opened the third eye. Lord Shiva has got the third eye. Similarly, the Guru opens the third eye, the jnana chakshu, and by that jnana chakshu, you will be able to see everywhere that tattva. Guru gives the knowledge and blesses the seeker. Now with the open eye or the closed eye, you will be seeing the same tattva from Brahmaji to Pipilka. There is no difference. Only the upadhi makes difference. With the gyan chakshu, you are able to see the one atman everywhere. It is the common everywhere. It's not different atman. There is no purush atman and a striling atman or napunsak atman. No, that atman is without any gender. But he is seeing the same atman everywhere. There is no difference, there is no tartam bhav, there is no difference. The difference is only in the upadhi, and he sees as he sees the abhed. There is no difference anywhere. That is called ekatva darsan or sarvatma bhava, seeing one in all. That is sattvic jnana. When we are studying, what is sattvic jnana in chapter 18 of Bhagavad Gita? Same thing. Seeing one in all. But if we are seeing the differences, that is a rajasic jnana. When you are seeing prithak prithak, he or she is different from me, that is rajasic jnana.
Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.